Hello, everybody. This is Stuart Wilde. Welcome to our two-tape metronome series of relaxing sounds to help you meditate. On this side, I want to talk a bit about meditation and to discuss these metronome sounds so that you understand them, so that you can incorporate them into your daily meditation practice. There are five main levels of brain speed that have been identified by researchers. The lowest is called delta. That's where your brain is oscillating at approximately half to four cycles a second. Delta is the brain speed of the catatonic state. To all intents and purposes, in delta, you're normally unconscious. You have little or no feeling of your physical body. Most people can't generate delta as a brain rhythm without falling asleep. However, one of the sides of this tape series contains a delta metronome for those of you that want to become experts in meditation. The next level up is theta. Theta oscillates at approximately 4 to 6 cycles per second, meaning that at that speed, a fair proportion of your brain cells are oscillating in the 4 to 6 cycle wave band. Of course, the brain constantly oscillates across various speeds simultaneously. So when we talk of the alpha or theta state, what we mean is that your brain is predominantly in alpha or theta at any one particular moment. Theta is the wave band of the trance state. In trance, you can feel the sensations of the physical body. However, they are remote. It's easy to learn to enter into a trance state and stay awake using the theta metronome, which you will find on tape 2 of this series. It's really only a matter of practice. The process is simple. The metronome is a series of clicks oscillating at the correct speed. The brain, listening to the clicks, automatically adjusts itself to that particular oscillation. However, because theta is normally the wave band of sleep, you will usually nod off, especially if you're tired or you have been exercising. The trick is, through practice, to hover around the sleep state and not fall asleep. The theta state is a very exciting area of brainwave activity, not just because of the visions and phenomena like the out-of-body experience, an ESP, but because in theta, you're close to the subconscious mind, where your deepest impulses and urges and motivations lie. Through theta, you enter into a dialogue with the subconscious. The information comes to you via subtle feelings, and later on through symbols and visions. In this way, you discover who you actually are and what you are best suited for in this life. Learning about yourself and learning about the nature of your subconscious mind, which of course has been created from your memories in this lifetime, is the first step towards transcendence. So in the theta state, there's an enormous amount of information and learning that is not normally available to you in the conscious waking state. The level of brainwave activity that is one up from theta is called alpha. Of course, this is really well known. Loads and loads of books have been written about it, and there are all sorts of courses that you can go on to learn to generate alpha. Alpha is somewhere in the range of 7 cycles a second and above. It's the brain speed that we generate during the dream state. When you dream, you experience rapid eye movement. Your eyeballs are moving back and forth under your eyelids. In this REM dream state, your brain will be predominantly in alpha. Alpha is also the brain speed of enhanced learning. Super learning, as it's sometimes called. It is the brain speed of relaxation, stress management, and intuition. So learning to achieve alpha takes you down inside yourself. Above that, we come to the normal waking state, which is beta. This is normally trotting along at about 14 cycles a second and above. The beta brain speed is vital because it is the place where daily life occurs, along with most of your logical reasoning. It's where you access a lot of the information that you need just to make it through the day. Above that, there's a brain speed called the K band, which is around 30 to 33 cycles a second. In this wave band, the brain is moving fast. In recent years, researchers have discovered that sometimes the brain spikes into this speed, and sometimes even at higher oscillations. It's almost as if the brain suddenly hurries up. Not a lot is known about the K band and what its benefits are, if any. So we don't offer it to people as a meditative technique, not only because it's moving too fast, but because we really don't know why the brain spikes into this particular wave band and what its reason is. There has been some research that says that part of the brain, in the out-of-body experience anyway, is in trance at the 4 to 6 cycles theta level, and a part of it sometimes speeds up to 150 cycles a second. We really don't know what these higher brain speeds are all about. However, what we do know for certain is that all the physiological benefits to your body, for example, lower blood pressure, better circulation, more calmness, less stress, and phenomena like psychic perception, ESP, super recall, super learning, enhanced memory, and of course the out-of-body experience, are all generated inside this very low brain speed of the theta wave band. So the focus of our metronomes is to teach you to go from the regular beta or waking state through the lower brain speeds of alpha into theta and delta.